This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear being me sisters, and welcome to Ramadan Reflections. We'll be trying to bring you some words of inspiration and wisdom during these beautiful and blessed last 10 nights of Ramadan. I'll be your host, inshallah, for tonight, Dr. Farah Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. I really wanted to share with you tonight a surah that literally changed my life. And maybe many of you know it. It's Surah Al-Muzammil, or the enshrouded one, the one enfolded. Right, so where Allah lovingly calls out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam soon after he had received the first revelation, and he calls out to him so lovingly, you know, oh, you folded in your blankets, you know, oh, you the enfolded one, the enshrouded one. It's such a beautiful sort of way to call out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And honestly, learning the tafsir of this surah literally changed my life. And so I wanted to share some of that tafsir with you, and we'll start out with listening to that to the recitation, inshallah. So let me just share my screen so you can see it as well, inshallah.
يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا.
So that's the part of, those are the verses that I really wanted to share with you, inshallah. And just so beautiful, subhanAllah. So let me just read the translation for you. So in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. You, Prophet, enfolded in your cloak, stay up throughout the night, all but a small part of it. Half or a little less, or a little more. Recite the Quran slowly and distinctly. We shall send a momentous message down to you. Night prayer makes a deeper impression and sharpens words. Night prayer. You are kept busy for long periods of the day. So celebrate the name of your Lord and devote yourself wholeheartedly to Him. So those are the first 8 verses that I wanted to share. Just so beautiful, subhanAllah. And so what I wanted to share from the tafsir, so you can read this in and the tafsir Ibn Kathir. One of the first acts of worship, basically the first commands that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given soon after he was called to prophethood, was to cleanse himself, to purify himself, to rise for prayer, and to stand for night prayer, specifically night prayer, right? And I find that so fascinating, right? You know, as Muslims now, of course, we have, you know, the 5 obligatory, the 5 fard prayers, and those are sort of the cornerstone of our faith, right? And that's what we kind of think is what we do as Muslims. We pray 5 times a day. But, you know, at the beginning of Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called to prophethood, he actually was given the command for night prayer. He didn't have those five prayers, right? That commandment came later, as we know, of course, during the Isra wal Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended to the heavens and received that beautiful command to pray five times a day. But to begin with, starting out, the early Muslims, their obligatory prayer was night worship, was tahajjud, was standing in the night for prayer, which is so amazing. I think we do have to sit and stop and reflect on what that means, right? This was the act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, to initiate him into prophethood and to initiate those first Muslims into Islam, right? SubhanAllah. So it's actually narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. She says that, you know, verily, Allah made standing at night for prayer obligatory at the beginning of this surah, specifically Surah Al-Muzammil. So the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his companions stood for an entire year during the night in prayer until their feet swelled. Right? Imagine that, their feet swelling because they're standing for so long during prayer. You know, and then Allah held back the revelation at the end of this surah for 12 months. This is continuing the narration from Aisha radiallahu anha. And then Allah revealed the lightening of this burden at the end of this surah. And so the standing for night prayer became voluntary after it used to be obligatory. Isn't that amazing, SubhanAllah? When I read that, SubhanAllah, I just imagined the companions and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing, you know, for half the night, for more than half the night, or a little less than that, every single night in deep devotion and deep worship of Allah, so much so that their feet would swell. I mean, imagine if you stood for hours and hours and hours praying, that would be the state that we would be in, SubhanAllah, right? So standing in prayer was the first fard prayer for Muslims. And it just makes you stop and think about how important night worship must be if this was the only prayer, the one and only prayer that was commanded and given and prescribed at the beginning of Islam, right? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed to the Prophet to initiate him into this very, you know, difficult life of becoming a prophet, subhanAllah, right? And so think about then how night worship then prepares us, right? If it could initiate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into prophethood, if it could initiate those first Muslims into the first very difficult years, you know, where a boycott now of being tortured and what it was like to be a Muslim during that time, subhanAllah, you know, and it makes your heart really just shake, subhanAllah, you know. I was listening to Ustada Taymiyyah Zubair's tafsir class, and she was saying how, you know, she said something along the lines of, you know, you build your spiritual stamina through night prayer, through qiyam, right? Your nafs, you know, your ego, your soul, the egotistical part of you is trampled by night worship. And this is the only way you can tame your nafs, the only way you can lead your nafs rather than having your nafs lead you. I thought that was so profound, SubhanAllah. It's so true, right? When you stand up for night prayer, it kind of feels like you're being beaten down. You know, you're so tired, you're so groggy. Maybe you're feeling like that right now as you've woken up to pray, right? It's just you're battling with yourself to get up and you feel kind of beaten down, SubhanAllah, and it's so true, but it's such a necessary exercise, such a necessary spiritual exercise to sort of beat down on our nafs, which kind of leads us most of the day when we're so busy, right, as Allah says in the beautiful surah. And I particularly love the sixth verse of the surah, which when Allah says, you know, night prayer makes a deeper impression and sharpens words. That's how it prepares us. It, you know, the night allows us this meditative space, this khalwa, this seclusion, you know, away from everybody else. And it's really that space can only be created when everybody else in the world is asleep. You know, subhanAllah, and it's sort of the only time when your soul has a chance, that spiritual heart, your spiritual heart has a chance to finally become alive and to awaken, right? And that idea too of sharpening words is such a lovely reminder as well. And particularly too, as many of us are now, you know, on the last 10 nights of Ramadan, maybe we're trying to race through the Quran, trying to finish our recitation of the Quran. And so there's also, in the tafsir, there's a beautiful hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us, and this is narrated from Ibn Mas'ud, he says, you know, do not scatter the recitation of the Quran out like the scattering of sand, and do not rush it like the hasty recitation of poetry. Stop at its amazing parts and make your heart move with it. None of you should let his concern to be to reach the end of the chapter. I love that, right? Stop at its amazing parts and make your heart move with it. I think that's so beautiful, right? Allow the Quran to compel you, to move you, to change you. You know, stop, take a breath. Be amazed, subhanAllah, by the beauty of the words, and stop, you know, when, there, you know, there are certain verses that just shake you awake. Think, oh my gosh, subhanAllah, right? That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to me, speaking right to my spiritual heart. You know, allow yourself to breathe in those moments, right? Pause and reflect. And honestly, you know, reading the tafsir of this surah, you know, changed my life. You know, literally, you know, I read it one Ramadan and it woke me up, you know, and I, subhanAllah, you know, I've, alhamdulillah, you know, bi-idhnillah, been able to stand for Qiyam every night since then, since reading this powerful tafsir. It just meant so much to me. Like, I couldn't read the tafsir, couldn't learn that this was the one and only, you know, prayer that the early Muslims had, and how long they would stand. I just imagined their feet swelling. I just couldn't read that and not be moved by the weight of tahajjud and not have it in my life. Do you know what I mean? SubhanAllah, so powerful. And so I memorized Surah Al-Muzammil because it meant so much to me. You know, honestly, it was one of those moments where, you know, you read a surah and it compels you, it moves you. And so I memorized it, and it's actually one of my favorite surahs, of course, to read during tahajjud, during when I stand in Qiyam. And I honestly can't think of a spiritual practice that is more soul cleansing. You know, that idea of just beating down on your nafs, of just taming it, telling your nafs who is boss, right? Reminding yourself that it is your connection to your Lord, it is the worship of your Lord that is your one and only purpose of life. And that is solely what you were created for. And to pray during the night when everybody else is warm and, you know, wrapped up in their blankets and all cozy, you know, that is such a powerful reminder to our egos. SubhanAllah, you know, and it's such an amazing way to awaken ourselves. You know, after a day, you know, we can be awake during the day, you know, doing, going about our work and just, you know, engaged in all the mental chatter and just all the regular duties of the day, but our soul can be asleep. And so only when all of that around us quiets down can our soul finally awaken and rise and say, and finally reach its full potential and meet its actual true purpose, right? When you can actually focus on your Lord, you know, the Lord of the night, the Lord of every star out in the sky right now as you're watching this. Not right now, as I'm obviously out during the daytime, alhamdulillah. You know, the Lord of the night, the Lord of every star in the sky, the Rabb who holds your soul in his hands. Reflect on this. And now rise, oh you wrapped in your blanket, wrapped in your sweater, wrapped in your hijab. Rise and worship your Lord. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا for you know tuning in, for joining me for this Ramadan reflection. I really do hope that it moved you and compelled you and just reminded you of the beauty of night worship. I really appreciate everybody tuning in, and really I hope inshallah you can tune in for future episodes inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.